The problem initially is the Mechaber's sheet is in Simet Tafrei Shayin, in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, that the Kfiyas Yimei Chanukah was not for Mishnah V'Simcha, it was for Halal V'Hidah, but it was not for Mishnah V'Simcha, and as such there's no Chiyuv, there's no Mitzvah to eat Sudas, although there is an Issa Behesped V'Tainis. Hesved V'Tainis means that it's whatever was in Megillah's Tainis is a Surah, as a quasi Shem Yontif. The Meila, so there is an Issa to fast completely. But to break your fast, to eat a little bit, that's fine. There's no Chiyav of Mishnah V'Simcha. That's the Mechabashi. Abacha asked me yesterday that the Mishnah Guru says, this is in the end of Chelek Hay in Simen Tav Kuf Chav Tes, in Hilchas Yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah says over there, he's talking about Dinei Simchas Yontif. So this is in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah, which is actually bringing it from the Bar Heitiv here. So it says over there in Mechaber says, Adam Oichel V'Shoyse V'Sameach B'Rega. It says on a Yontif, a person has a Chiyav to be Oichel V'Shoyse. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, V'Afilu who misagev atzmai mipnei tshuva b'chol yomai sashana, even if it's a person who b'chol yomai sashana or on occasion is undergoing sigufin, he's being mitzar himself with tanesim, and mimele, if it would, had it not been a yontif, he'd be fasting shaloi lechol, or even if it wouldn't be fasting, the Mishabur says shaloi lechol basa v'shaloi lishtes yayin, that at the very least all yomai hashana he at least doesn't, he's not Isaac b'simcha of ein simcha l'vavas v'yayin, he doesn't drink wine or eat meat. So b'mishnevur b'shabbos is v'yomtiv v'chanaka u'podim chayiv l'achol v'lishtas. So b'mishnevur, but on Shabbos and Yomtiv and Chanukah and Purim, even if he's in the habit, his minig is kol hashana, not to eat meat and to drink wine, but he's mechoyev on Chanukah and Purim in addition to Shabbos and Yomtiv, there he's mechoyev, zokta, Chayiv lecho v'lishtas. It brings us from the Beis Yaakov, Simen Ayin Gimel, which is again brought here in the Ber Heitiv. So the Bacha Yisbi, that L'chayra is a stira here in the Mishnah Berurah to what it says, what the Mechaber paskins in Hilchas Chanukah. Mechaber, of course, in Purim, that we know there's a Chayiv Mishnah in Purim. Yom Tov and Shabbos, doch good. Right, that's fine. Pasha, there's a Chayiv Sudan, Yom Tov and Shabbos. Mitam Simcha on Yom Tov, Mitam Oynig on Shabbos. Of the Chanukah, he throws in Chanukah, he's saying that even if you misagif yourself, call your Mois Hashanah, Shalad Lechol Basu, Shalad Lishtas Yayin, Chayiv Lechol Velishtas, Chayiv Lechol Velishtas means Chayiv Lechol Basu Velishtas Yayin. That's what he's talking about. On these days, you Chayiv Lechol Basu Velishtas Yayin. So the Shaila is, how does that stim? How does that stim? How is that consistent with the Mechaber Paskins and Simet Tafresh Ayin, where he says that Chanukah again should like kavim lemishta v'simcha. If it was like kavim lemishta v'simcha, l'chayim means that there's no chiyuv achilas bas and shdias yain on Chanukah. So what is he saying over here? L'chayim is not like. Secondly, so we're going to mitzvah Hashem discuss this. Secondly, there's a big shaila in the paiskim, later paiskim certainly. And the Yukim and Rishonim regarding this issue, we know that Noshim are potter mitzvah seishas mangramas, and nonetheless they're chayiv in Neris Chanukah because afin hoyi ba'itzah hanes. The Gemara says, the Gemara says in Shabbos that they're chayiv in Neris Chanukah because afin hoyi ba'itzah hanes. The same svar the Gemara says in two other places, lagabi mikra megillah and lagabi dalit kaisis. The Gemara says that Noshim are chayavis because afin hoyi ba'itzah hanes, which the Rishonim Chalikas Rashi and Tosis, does that mean that they were also in the Suffolk, so to speak, in the Gzeda, within the Gzeda of what the Nes was required for, like in Purim, Lahashbi, Lahari, Gulabe, or in terms of Chanukah, they were Bechlal, it says that a woman that was getting married is Tibala Hegman Tchila, the Gemara and Subis, so they were Bechlal, the Gzedas on Das and Kiyam HaMitzvahs. And certainly Bechal the Gzeid of Tibbal Lehegmet, is that what Afnim Abayis HaNes means? What does it mean is that they had a primary role in the Yeshua in the Hatzalah. Like again, of course, Esther, and over here they say that Rabbi Chana v'Shiva Bonel, or Yehudis. That's a machlokes rishon. But al kofonim eich shulayia, there's two ways of understanding. Afi no ba'is hanes, both of which are there. And b'chan noshim tzidkani yisr ba'is ha'adar, it says they were nigalu mi'mitzrayim, so they had the leading role in the Yeshua. Afi no ba'is hanes. So that's posh. Shaila is, are women mechuyev in kriyas ha'halel and chanim? Is a chiyev. It says in the Brayis of Maichanik, a kozman v'osin yom tovim v'halal v'aydah. It's a chiyuv to say halal, it's one of the days, one of the yud ches yomim, one of the 18 days that the Gemara says in Erechin that you mechuyuv to say halal. So the shayla is, do you say that noshim ha-mechuyuv in this halal, stam halal, we know that pater. Because the Mishnah says in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches, the Mishnah says, it's discussing the hilchas, the halachas of the saying of the Amir Sahalal. It says, Mishahaya Eved Ay Isha Ay Katan Makrin Ay Say. So Rashi explains that the derech, the way they used to say halal, was that one person would say it. And it used to be Moitzi, Shemeh Ka'ina used to be Moitzi, everybody else, we used to say certain selected aniyas within the halal, used to be said by the tzibur. Of a be'emes, not everybody said the entire halal like we do. It was a Shemeh Ka'ina Kiyum of halal. So the Shabbat was called the Makre. So the Mishnah discusses if the Makre, if the person, the Shliach Tzibba, so to speak, in the Shul, in the Beis HaKnesses, was either an Eved, an Isha, or a Katan, Makre Noisai. So, and you couldn't be Yaitzai with his Kriya, because Rashi says, because the Isha, the Katan, and the Eved are not Mechuyiv and Halal. So Mimelo, the Mishnah outlines what are you supposed to do. So it says, Oynach Reya. So Mimelo, Masha Hei Noimin. When they would say Halukah Halu Avdei Hashem, and we would say Halukah Halu Avdei Hashem, the pshat was, it seems that people weren't knowledgeable enough to read the halal. So Mela, if somebody would say it, they'd be able to answer afterwards, so that they can do, and then they would be yaitzit because they said it themselves. But they needed somebody to prompt them in all the words of the halal. So that's if it was an eved, the isha, zavti Rashi. So the Mishnah says b'feirish that an isha is one of the three individuals over here that are not mechuyev b'dava, they're not chayev in halal, and memeila they can be moitzi acherim yidei chayvasoi, and memeila you have to be oyne achrav. So that's in stam halal. In stam halal, mashal on sukkis, if an isha goes up to the amid and says halal. The Mishnah continues and it says that Behemis it's tabel like Me'eda. It says even though technically you could be Yaitza that way with the Isha leading the Tziba, and as long as you're repeating everything, but tabel like Me'eda it's psaklale it's nishin yishmak ezach, that it's indicative of the fact that there's a real amaratzis within the community, that the only one that can get to say halal was an Isha, Kotner, and Eved. So it's tabel like Me'eda, it's not recommended. But al pi din, that's the only way you're able to do it, because an isha can't be moitzi. So shteit d'chlal that an isha is pot in halal, which is the chayra, based on again the klal that mitzvah say shas man grama nashim beturas. And even if according to the Rambam it's not a mitzvah say, it's mitzvah midivrei neviyim, midivrei seifrim, the Rambam calls it. It's a shayla and rishayim if halal is a deraisa or a rabbanon. But either way, you have the klal of mitzvah say shas man grama kol ma tikkun rabbanon ke'en deraisa tikkun. So whether it's a deraisa or a rabbanon, being that it's a zman grama, of course. So mele noshim b'derech klal apot in halal. Shayla is what about in Yimei Chanukah? Maybe Yimei Chanukah, being that the same way we're saying in Hadlokas Neidus, you would usually have said mitzvah seishes magram and noshim petudais, but we say afin hoy ba'is hanes is mechayiv them in the kiyum mitzvahs hadlokas neidus. So by the same token, kemen efshes ogin that the bechlal also mishum afin hoy ba'is hanes, because pashtus if the rule the kriyas ahalul is a halal afanes on the nes of Chanukah and hayoyis that it was afin hoy ba'is hanes. So it could be, that's also Bechlal, the member of Yeshua ben Levi, that Avinoi Vais Hanes is Mechayiv Noshim in Adlokas Neidus, by the same token, they're Mechayiv, meaning even though Tefillah is a Shaila, whether Noshim are Mechayiv in Tefillah, Magen Avraham says Noshim are not Mechayiv in Tefillah, but even if they're not going to be davening Tefillah, which of course the minig is that they do daven, but Bechlal, even if for whatever reason they're not davening, could be that they're Mechayiv Me'ikah Adin, and saying, how, this is a Shaila that is discussed in the place. So the Sefer, the Torah's Raphael, Raphael Hamburger, the Simon Ironhead, I saw brought down, that he brings a raya from a Tosis in Sukkah, here on this Mishnah in Halde, on Daf Lamed Ches. Tosis says in Sukkah, when the Gemara says, Misha haya eved a Yisha, the Yisha, so Tosis, mashma kan, the Yisha p'tura mahal, the Sukkis, v'chein da atzeres. Mashma in this Mishnah, that Yisha's path, ene mechuyah v'dav in the Halde, at least of Yom Tovim, Sukkis, and atzeres, and so on. The Taima, so Tosis, Mishnah, the Mitzah shes mangram hi, because the Mitzah says shes mangram. In fact, Tosis, v'afal gav, the Bahalal the Belele Psochim, Mashma Beperek Arve Psochim, the Mechaivi, the Dalakos. In the Halal that we say, Leil Psochim, we're talking about the one that you say by the Seder. And the Leil Seder, not the one that is a minute to say in the Shul. But the one that's Bechlal the Haggadah is Mashma Zoktois, is that Noshema Mechuyiv in that also. How is it Mashma Noshema Mechuyiv in that Zoktois? Because we know that Noshema Mechuyiv in Dalakos. That again, the Gemara says, Afin Hoy Bois Hanes. And we know that Noshim are Mechuyev in Haggadah also. Pashas, because Yemakish Matzah to Chometz, Kol Sheyesh Nev Bal Toichel Chometz, they're B'kum Achol Matzah. And if they're in our Matzah, and Bizman Shehein Matzah Mora Menachem Lefanecha, the Haggadah is Bizman Sheyesh Matzah Mora, so the Pashas can say they're Mechuyev in Haggadah as well. So they're Mechuyev in Amiris, in Sipetis Mitzrayim, and they're Mechuyev in the Dalot Kaisis. Is a male of Tosis, if they're Mechuyiv in the Dalat Kaisis, he says it wouldn't seem to make sense that they're Mechuyiv in the Dalat Kaisis and they're not Mechuyiv in what the Kaisis are being set upon. The Dalat Kaisis, one of them is, of course, Kiddush and Bich Samazin, so that's okay, that's regular. That's you do all the time. And then you have the Kais that you say on the Haggadah and you have the Kais that you say on Halal. Zoktaisis, if they're Mechuyiv in the Dalat Kaisis, which that the Gemara says, Afin Hay Bais Anes, the Gemara Navi Psochim, so presumably they would only be Mechuyiv in the Dalat Kaisis, he says, because the Kais by its very nature, the Pshat is, it's something you only, is an Amira Allah Kais. Kiddush is Allah Kais, Allah Yayin. This Halal is Allah Kais, it's Ton Shida, it's Ton Kais, it's Ton Yayin, the Gemara says in Brachas. There are things that are Ton Kais, that are Ton Yayin. So Kais, if the Mechuyiv in the Dalat Kaisis, and one of the Kaisis is on Halal, so L'chayda, they wouldn't be Mechuyiv in the Kais if they don't even have to say the Halal. Wouldn't it just to drink a cup of wine? As L'chayda is really, it's an empty act. So Kais is, the Perek Avim Psochem Mashem, Mechayiv v'dalot Kais is. U'mestame, le'tikna dalot Kais is, ele k'dei lo'yma aleim Halal v'agod. So, the Mishnah is saying over here that Halal seems that you're pottering, at least Halal of Yom Tovim. And for Kais is, Avol Gav, that we find that the Halal Leil, Leil Tesvav, that we say by the Seder, Noshema Mechuyivin. So Tais is shiny Halal de Pesach, Dala Nespa. So Tais is the Halal of Pesach is an andre sort, it's an andre din Halal. That's not a Halal on the Yoim, like you have a Halal on Sukkis, in the Pshat, the Gemara says in Psochem, we'll see in a moment, that there's al kol perek u perek, that you say Chazal, Nevi'im Shebeneim Tiknu, that you say Halal al kol perek u perek, that on each there's a certain zman that's mechayev you in halal, which the Gemara in Erevin, which we'll see, discusses how do you know what days, what defines a day, a perek that's mechayev you in halal. You need a sasis malacha, you need various things to be called a mayeh, but you have days that are mechayev you. And then the Gemara over there is mashma tzochim as well, that there's a different mechayev of halal also. Ba'al kol tzada v'tzada shalei tava ala tziba, which the Rishonim over there learned that there seems to be two Mechayiv in Halal. There's a Mechayiv of a Yom, where Bezin is Mesakan a Yomtiv, or in the Torah there's a Yomtiv, and the Yom, the Perek, or Perek, is Mechayiv in Halal. And then there's a Halal that's the Lashon again, the Lashon of Gemara is that Akol Perek, or Perek, Va'al Kol Tzara, V'Tzara, Shalai Tavay Alayim, Uchl Shinigalim, Ayman Maisai, Al Gulasim. That where there's a nest, there's a geula, is a metal. The geula is mechayiv in the halal. For that, it doesn't have to be a yomtiv. So Zoktois is the halal that was saying leil pesach by the seder is not a halal that's on the yom. That you say shachris. So that you're only saying in the morning. You're saying that balavach in the morning. So what's the halal that you're saying leil pesach? So some want to say that it's mishum karban pesach. There was a halal that you said along with the Achilas Karban Pesach, it's Mavur, could be that's the one that we say in Shul, those that are not to say it in the Shul. There's various ways to understand that. But Kuparim Taisis is certainly being mechadish over here differently. Taisis is saying that the halal shiny halal de pesach dal anesba v'afen hayu ba'is anes avokan loy al anes amo. So Taisis here, what we're talking about in the Mishnah, you're not saying halal on Sukkis because there's a nes of the Hanan Yaakov. You're not saying halal on Pesach because of the nes of the Gulas Mitzrayim. You're saying halal because on the yom. The yom is mechayev you in the halal. That woman are not mechayev, because that's a mitzvah seishas magrama. That the yom, the pedek, is being mechayev. If the zman is being mechayev you in the halal, that's a mitzvah seishas magrama. No shema p'tudas. Over where the halal, the mechayev of the halal is not the zman per se, but it's the nes. Over there, even though you'll say, yeah, but Lamaisa, it is man grama. You're only saying it, Leil Seder. Yeah, but why are you saying it? You're saying it, midin, amidas halal al anes. That's the alkot son of etzara shalei tavay ala tzibel, shindigolim imenu, I'm mais al gulason. On something like that. So, Taisis, you say the svar of afinoy bais anes, and amelun nashim amachim. So, the Taisis Rafal brings this Taisis in again, in Lamed Ches and Sukkah, and he says that based on this Taisis, the Taisis is saying that when you're saying a halal on a nes, not on the yom, and the nashim abuchal the nes, because after nayi ba'is on nes, nashim amuchuyavis. So he says lechayir should come out. Not only are we mechuyiv, are nashim mechuyiv in the halal leil Pesach, but lechayir should come out the mechuyiv in the halal on epes of Chanukah. Now, Bemis, it's a little bit odd that Taisis wouldn't discuss it then. I mean, Taisis only asks from the halal of leil Pesach, but that's not shver, because Taisis doesn't have a raya that you mechuyiv to say it on Chanukah. We don't have a raya that you mechuyev to say in a Chanukah, so you can't ask from there. Taisis has a raya that you do say it Leil Pesach, because we know that the mechuyev in Dalet Taisis, and Taisis says that's mashma that the mechuyev in Halal also. So that begs an explanation. So Taisis says that's because Afinoy Bais Anes. But once Taisis is saying Afinoy Bais Anes and mechuyev them in Halal, so Taisis Rafal says by the same token lechayev it should be mechuyev them in the Halal of Chanukah, in the Halal of Chanukah as well. And again, Taisis doesn't discuss it because left alone, Taisis has no raya that you say halal on Chanukah. Maybe you'll say it's mitzvah seishas magrama and nashim apturas. But based on Taisis' maskana over there, so he says, pashtus, he holds that yimuchuyiv nashim are mechuyiv in halal of Chanukah. Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, I think it's Simin Nun Beis and Nun Dalet. So he says that nashim apatah from halal. And he's mechalik. He says that the halal that we're saying on Chanukah is be'emes not on the nes. Taisis is saying because the halal leil psachim is on the nes, on the geula, on the agada. The whole agada is mesuvah v'arum the nes. He says on Chanukah, this is the yom is mechalik. This is not the nes. This is shalai midin the nes Chanukah that you're saying halal. This is midin the yom, that the yom is no less than the Sukkis and Hatzeres and so on. Here, Chazal or Keveya, it as a Yomtiv, they established Chanukah as a day, as a Perek uPerek. In what regard? Le'inyin, that you mechuyiv to say Halal because it's a Yom. And Memelo, so then you're back to your old klal of Mitzvah Seish as Mandrum. Be'emes is not Zeyanish Pashit, and L'chayda, the Machlaikis could be, is totally in how to understand the Gemara that I mentioned in Psachim and the Gemara in Erechin as well. The Gemara says in Psachim, again, the Gemara splits, seemingly separates the Chi of Halal into two categories. There are those things that you say Mishum the Yoim, the Perek, and there are those things that you say Mishum the Yeshua that Sol. Now Rashi says over here, when the Gemara says, Rashi says, So Rashi says, when it says that you're saying it on the Yeshua, that you're saying it on the Yeshua, on the Geula, so Rashi says an example of such, the second type of halal, not the halal of the Alkol Perek Uperek that you're saying in Yishum, it's a Yomtif, it's a Perek. Not because Chazal or Keveh Chanukah as a Yomtif, the Yom is Mechayev you, and the halal, no less than Sukkis and whatever. Rashi gives Chanukah as the example of Al Kol Tzara Shalei Tavar L'chshin Negalim Imenu Oymer Haysa Al Gulasan, seemingly meaning on the Nes, not on the Perek, on the Nes. Rashi's example is Chanukah. I believe the Rashbam, if I'm not mistaken, it could be the Rashbam says that as well. Yeah, Rashbam, this is on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, on Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, is where you'll find the Rashbam. He says over there, Oymer Oys Agulasa Kagoyin Chanukah. Also the same thing the Rashbam says. So L'chari, that's very mashma, not like what the Shlomo Zalman is saying over there, that the Chanukah, that it wouldn't be Mechoyev then, because you're not saying it Al-Anes, you're saying it on the Yom. And this is mamish the example that's given by the Rishonim of a Halal. This is the one example that's given by the Rishonim. This is the classic example of where Chazal were Masakim, Nevim Shabinayim, the Masakim Halal on a Nes. Now, Behemis, the aside of where Rashi and the Rashbam, where they got this from, that Chanukah, how did they know this? Maybe Chanukah is the Yom, it's not the Nes. The other things also, there's a Nes. I mean, there's a Nes on Pesach, but the Halal is not Halal Nes. I'm not talking about the Leil Seder, I'm talking about the one that you say in the morning in Shul. There was a Nes then also. That's on the Yom, that's Al Kol Perek U'Perek. And then you have on the Nes. So you have two things together. And Rashi and the Rashbam decided that the one of Chanukah is after the Nes, not on the Yom. So where is the Makar for this sheet in the Rishonim? So Be'emes, the Makar is in the Gemara in Erech. Before we get to the Gemara in Erech, before we get there, let me read you a Lashon HaRambam. Here in the Chanukah. We started off, we read the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Tur, who brings it from the Maharam. The Tur and the Mechabes say, Shalai Kavam mit Lemishta V'Simcha. That Chanukah was not Nikbe, there's no Mitzvah of a Mishta V'Simcha, Meila. It's only Asa V'Hesped V'Tainis, there's a Chiyuv Halalahidais, but there's no Chiyuv Mishta V'Simcha. But the Rambam seems to be Chaylub on this. You read the Lashon Rambam carefully. The Rambam is in Parag Gimel in Hilchos Chanukah. In Halacha Gimel, Zokter Rambam, after he relates the Nes, Kshagavu Yisrael, Alayveim, and so on, so he says in Halacha Gimel, Mepneiza Hiskinu Chacham Shavaisa Hadar, She Yushmainis Hayom Ma'elu, She Tchilosan Mileil Chamisha Ve'esrim Bekislev, that start on Chafei Kislev, Yimei Simcha Vahalo, they will convey it as Yimei Simcha Vahalo, ומדליקים בהם הנדס בערב על פסחי הבתים בכל לילה ולילה משמיין הלילס להריס ולגליס הנס. Now this entire Rambam, if you read it carefully, you'll see the Rambam is paraphrasing the famous Braisa in Shabbos and of Chafalif, that the Braisa of Mai Chanukah, where it says Mai Chanukah was Chanukah. And again, it goes through a little historical, little description of the events that led up to what we know as Chanukah, and Chafalif from the base. And then in the end, the Braisa says, "L'shana acheres." The next year, "Kavum va'asim yom tovim b'halal v'hoida." So it says that Chazawer keveya is for yom tovim le'inyan halal and yinyan hoida. Now the Rambam. Now if you look at Rashi, Rashi learns what does it mean "kavum va'asim yom tovim b'halal v'hoida." What does that lashon mean? So Rashi says, Yom Tovim means Bahalal Vahida, it's coming really not to tell you something, it's coming to teach you, it's Lafuke something. It's not telling you it's not telling you the nature of the Yontif when it says Kav Yom Tovim, it's not telling you how it is a Yontif, it's telling you how it's not a Yontif. First it's telling you how it's not a Yontif. Kav Yom Tovim, Zakhtar Ashi, Lo Isha Asunim B'Malacha. Not a Yontif that would be also, classically would be also B'Malacha. Sholei Nikbu'u Elo Likres Halo V'Loi Ma'alanisim Vahida. So Kavim va'asim yom tovim v'halal v'hoida, learned Rashi, it means the Brayis is telling you that it was only nikve as a yomtiv le'inyan halal v'hoida, but not le'inyan what normally would be defined as a yomtiv, which is asunim b'malacha. So Rashi, here you don't have isim malacha. It's only yom tovim v'halal v'hoida. In those two respects, it's considered to be a yomtiv that you have the chiyuv of amiras halal, and you have also saying al anisim v'hoida. The Rambam, Kipshutai, seem to understand here the Braisa differently. Because the Rambam, again, when he seems to be paraphrasing, this Braisa, this is the Mokka of the Chiyuv Halal and Haidah and Yom Tiv. So the Rambam says again, The Chacham Shabbos Adar Hiskinu that Chafei Kislev should be Yemei Simcha Vahalo U'madligim Ha'aneris Be'erev Vahalaris U'legalis Hanes. So the Mashal explains in the Yamshel Shloim and Baba Kama in the 7th parak in Ois Lamed Zayin, I'll read you in a moment, the Yamshel Shloim explains, Pshat and Rambam, that he says, although that the Mechaber says, brings from the Torah, that there's no chiyuv mishta v'simcha on Chanukah, Zokdeh, I hold, I'm paskening, the Mashal says, that there's a chiyuv mishta v'simcha on Chanukah, based on the Shittas Rambam. Because the Rambam says that it's Yimei Simcha, well, what's made Simcha? What does it mean it's Yimei Simcha? What does Simcha mean? Ain't Simcha, l'vos v'yad. Simcha, you're talking about a Yontif, and you're saying it's Yimei Simcha, what does it mean? You have to be happy. V'vos adin. I mean, what does that mean? Zok de Mashal, l'chayr, that means Mishta Simcha is synonymous, other places can say as well. Mishta Simcha, to the largest extent, are really, to a large degree, are synonymous. If it says Simcha and if there's no explanation attached to it, so then you say, Ain't Simcha, l'vos v'yayin, there's at least minimally, there may not be a chiyuv suda of pas, but there's at least the chiyuv simcha on Yom Tov. Also, the chiyuv, the Reb Kivaga says, the chiyuv pas is not from the chiyuv simcha. That's midenoinig or whatever other halachas that you have legabe Shabbos. So the simcha is mechayiv yum basav yayin. Zok the mashal Chanukah is mechayiv yum basav yayin because the Rambam says it's yimei simcha. And the shal, where does the Rambam get this from? He's paraphrasing the Brayis of Chanukah. Rashi said the pshat is kavim yasim yom tovim b'halal vaydah. It's one thing. Kavim yasim yom tovim is not a din that is being mechayiv you in anything. Yom tovim is coming lafuke. It's coming to be mafkia that it's not a yomtiv that's also b'malacha. It's only a yomtiv b'halal vaydah. The Rambam seemed to understand kavim yasim yom tovim b'halal vaydah. Yom tovim is one thing. What's a yomtiv? What's by definition? What is a yomtiv? A yomtiv by definition is yimei simcha. The samachta b'chagecha, by definition, when if it says in the braise, kavim osin yom tovim, yom tov is by definition a simcha. Zok the Rambam that they were kaveya, these days you may simcha, and also halal. What happened to Aydah? So they learn as well that l'chay, I mean, it's not in the mashal, but other mefarshim and l'chay, it's emes lamitha, I mean, if you read the Rambam, that's madlikim b'emanedus. Rashi says, what's Aydah? Da'alanisim. Rashi says, loy ma'alanisim b'haydah in the birchus Aydah. The Rambam seems to be learning that Alanisim is Askara, and the Rambam doesn't bring Alanisim. In Hilchos Tevila, he says that on Chanukah you say Alanisim. He doesn't say that that's a chiyuv, that's a key in mitzvahs haidah that Chazal were Messiah on Chanukah. The key in mitzvahs haidah the Rambam is teaching is the Hadlokas Neiris. How so? Zok the Rambam. Madlikan Haneiris al Pischa Abatim, Laharois u Legalois Haneis, Laharois and to be Megala Nes, that is the definition of haidah. And you have a Suda Saida, what are you doing? Ma'oshiv Lashem Kol Tag Mulah Yoloi. What is the definition of Haida? The definition is, like it says in the end, that it says that the L'chaez Baruch of Shem Hashem Ekra, the Shem Hashem Nidari Lashem Hashem Negdano L'chol Amoy, if you mefarsim something Negdano with a Pasum Enisa, when you mefarsim Enes, that is by definition what Haida is. In the Medal of the Rambam, Kavim Va'osim Yom Toivim is Simcha, Ba'halol is Halol, and Haidah is umadlikim maneres al pischa abatim laharis u legalis hanes. That seems to be the Rambam Shit. So kum tuchais, le'inyin what we asked, that the Mishnah Berurah, what he's bringing there in Simon Tav Kuf Chav Tes, seems to be soisim. Over there he says, he brings from Sefer Beis Yaakov, that a person, even if he's bederach, that he doesn't drink wine and eat meat a whole year round, he says, but on Yontif, Shabbos v'Yontif, Purim v'Chanukah, he's mechuyev to eat basa and to drink yayin. So he has the chayr, it's inconsistent, it contradicts what the Mechaber says over here, that there's no chiyev mishta v'simcha. So the answer is, enochinamik. He's not bringing over there from somebody that's going b'shitas ha-Mechaber. Enochinamik, there's no question. Loi t'shulchan aruch, there's no chiyev basa v'yayin on Chanukah. But nonetheless, Mishnah Berurah, as he often does, will bring down from other achrayim, especially he's brought in the Ber Haitiv, he brings it, he quotes it mila b'mila, that the Ber Haitiv brings, and Bemis is not even the Indian over there. In Ilchas Chanukah, he's taka paskening, and he's going with the Shitas of Mechaber. In Ilchas Chanukah, he's only Shitas of Mechaber, there's no Chiyuv Basa and Yayin. But in Ilchas Yontiv, where he's talking about, we're over there, there clearly is a Chiyuv Basa and Yayin, and he's bringing that even a person that is not in the habit of eating Basa and Yayin all year round, is up there, Shabbos, Yontiv, Chanukah, and Purim, is he will be mechuyev to eat basa and to drink yayin, which enochinami is not like the shita here of the Mechaber. It's going the shita is the Yamshel Shloimeh, who buys it from this Rambam, that the Rambam says that there is a chiyev simcha. So according to the Rambam, the Yamshel Shloimeh and others, that they bring as well, the Mordechai, There is a chiyuv on Chanukah of simcha, which is ain simcha, but basa v'yayin is to eat basa and to drink yayin. What is the, let's go back a little bit further now. So we're saying that l'chayra, whether there's a chiyuv simcha, which is basa v'yayin, minimally, on Chanukah, is totally depends upon how this machlokes, seemingly the way Rashi and the Rambam understood here, the Braisa, Kavim, Vasim, Yom Tovim, Behalo V'Hoidah, how do you understand that? Does Yom Tovim mean Behalo V'Hoidah, meaning it's not Hosev Melacha, it's only a Yontif Behalo V'Hoidah? Or is Yontif a freestanding independent halacha that Yomachoy B'Simcha, which is B'Basaviyah? So what does this depend upon? Where is this? The source of this machlokes, Rishayim. Why does the Rambam learn the way he's learning? Why does Rashi learn the way he's learning? And additionally, there's another aura here in the Rashi over there in the Brisa of Maichanukah is an interesting. Rashi starts off, and the Brisa says Maichanukah, the Tanu Rabban. This is Maichanukah, the Tanu Rabban of B'chafei B'Kislev and so on. The Rashi says, defines my Chanukahs of the Rashi, al eiza nes kavua. Al eiza nes kavua. It's l'chayra very, it's either extraneous or it's a chiddush, it's hard to know what it is, but l'chayra Rashi is a chiddush. What is that? My Chanukah, the Gemara, Bryce is asking a simple question, a very basic question. What's Chanukah? What led to the Kviyas Yom of Chanukah? Rashi says, al eiza nes kavua. Who said anything about a nes? Who says that? There's nothing yet about a nest. We know already that there was a nest. If you know there was a nest, so you know what nest it was also. I mean, al-eza nest kavua. What do you mean? Rashi's just presuming over here, in the Gemara's Tasha, my Chanukah, we already know a few things. We already know there was a nest. Maybe there was one of a few different nisim. And the Mele Shaila is, on which nest was it nikba? Who says it was nikba on a nest? There's no Yom Tovim that weren't nikba on a nest. My Chanukah, what's Chanukah? I don't know what kind of explanation does it even need? My Chanukah. What could be more basic than that question? It says, and then it goes through a historical overview of what led up to the Yom of Chanukah. Rashi isolates from the Braisa, from the answer of the Braisa, from the overview of us is the territory of the Braisa. My Chanukah, Rashi isolates the Ikka over here is the Nakuda is that we're trying to arrive at is what's the Ness of Chanukah? Well, who said anything about a Ness? So the Emes, you look in the Gemara and Erechin, this becomes very moving. I'll tell you in a moment where the Gemara is. So on the Yud Amud Beis, the Gemara over here discusses which days, how did we arrive at the Yud Ches Yomim, that you say Halal. Shemayna Asa Yomim Shayoch Goyim Vem Esa Halal, that you say Halal Shalom. So the Gemara discusses what's the common denominator, what's Mechayiv you in a Halal. So the Gemara starts off by saying, well, why Pesach you don't say every day, Halal HaGadol, it's a Chatzi Halal someday. So it says because Pesach is Ein Chalukim, the carbon is same, you don't have a separate carbon. Sukkot, on the other hand, you have a different carbon every day, so that's Mechayiv you in another halal. In fact, the Gemara Shabbos, the Chalukah of the carbon is Se'ah, so that's what the criteria, that you need a separate carbon. In fact, the Gemara, so Shabbos, every week we have special carbon for Shabbos, so why don't you say Halal on Shabbos? So the Gemara, no, it's not a Mayid. Shabbos is not a Mayid. So now we need two things. So we need special carbon, and we need it to be a Mayid. In fact, the Gemara, Rish Chodesh, that is Ikri Mayid. Shredish, that's Ikri Mayid, why don't you say Chatzi Halal, but why isn't Mechoyev in a Halal Shalom, in real Halal, so to speak? So the Gemara, like Ikdish Basiyas Malacha. Shredish doesn't have Isasiyas Malacha. So far now we need carbon, we need it to be a Mayid, and we need an Issa Malacha. Which of course Shabbos has the Issa Malacha. Shredish doesn't have the Issa Malacha. Shredish is called a Mayid, Shabbos doesn't have the Mayid. So Mimela, neither one is going to be Mechoyev. Then the Gemara continues. In fact, the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, the Ikri Mayid, the Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, and it's Chalukim B'Karbanas. So how come Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't say Halal? So the Gemara, משום רבא בואו, דאמר רבא בואו, אמרו מלאכי השורס לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, מפני מה אין ישראל עוין שיעור לפניך בראשון יום כיפורים? The מלאכים had the same kasha. How come you're not מוכנים לשיעור, meaning הלל in ראשון יום כיפורים? אמר להם, ריבונו של עולם, אין צד אפשר מלאך יושב על כיסא הדין וספרי חיים וספרי מייסא וסוכים לפניו, וישראל עוין שיעור לפניו? This is not, it can't be, it's inconsistent with the atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, with the Yimei Adin. Yimei Adin is Mezit Zdaten, the Rabbani Shalom is sitting, the Kisei Chavoyde, Sifri Chaim, and Meisim, and Pesuach, and Memele, it's not a day for Shida. It's not a day for Shida. That's a Zot the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara of Ahal Chanukah, it's probably bothering you by now, so on what basis is Chanukah? Is Chanukah Mechoyev and Hal? Chanukah is probably not called a Mayid, even if it is, right? It's not also Basiyas Malacha, right? That Rashi says Befeish Lo Shasun and Basiyas Malacha. It's not also Basiyas Malacha, and not Chalukim B'Karban Esayim. So what is the rationale, the basis for saying Halal on Chanukah? Zokti Gemara, Zokti Gemara V'Chanukah D'Loihachi V'Loihachi. It's not a Mayed, and it's not also Basiyas Malacha. It's not Chalukim B'Karban. As the Ben Gershon says. So why are you saying Halal? Zakti Gemara, Deika Nisa, a two-word answer. Mishum Nisa. Zakti Gemara, Mishum Nisa. Chanukah, you're saying Halal Mishum Nisa. So if you learn the Gemara Kipshutai, this is getting back to what we asked Rashi and the Rashbam and Pesachim say that, again, there are two categories of Halal, one of which is on the Yom, and one of which is Mechoyev Mishum, the Geula, the Nes. So Rashi and the Rashbam give as an example to going Chanukah, which is L'chayra, there's something very basic about that Rashi. They're not making that L'chayra. What's the mocha for that? How did they know that? And L'chayra would seem to be a Gemara someplace. That's the way they'll understand this Shtigl Gemara, the Pashtas in this Gemara. The Gemara is trying to arrive at the definite, the Tzad HaShava, what's Mechayiv you in the Halal of Al Kol Perek U Perek? What's Mechayiv a Yoyim? So the nature of a yoyim that's mechuyev in halal, it has to be a yoyim that's called a mayed, it has to be a yoyim that's asa basiyas malacha. In fact, the Gemara, Chanukah is none of those. So what's mechayev the yoyim of Chanukah in halal? And for the Gemara, no, this is a different din halal. The halal of Chanukah, you're not mechuyev mishum the yoyim. Because it's not a yoyim sha'asa basiyas malacha, it doesn't have that quality. The day doesn't have the character of a yoyim sha'asa basiyas malacha and a yoyim that's ikri mayed. It's taka yomtif, but it doesn't, it's, like the Gemara says, we'll get to in a moment in Shabbos, lo yisa asurim basiyas malacha. It's not kavim asin yom toivim in the sense that it's a yom tif that ikdish basiyas malacha, or it's a yom tif that's ikri mayed and chalukim bekarbonis. It's be'em is not that type of a yom tif. So lo ilam, it shouldn't be mechuyev in halal, which is the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, mishum nisa. Zokti Rashi and the Rashbam, that's the second category of halal, not of alkol perek uperek, alkol tzara shaloi tova el atzib l'chshi nagala mimenu, oimrim oisei alkol lotsan, meaning on a nes, you also say halal. And for that, it qualifies as a halal, the nes itself is mechayev the halal. Of a b'kai gavne, that l'chayrit comes out, that, which is l'chayrit not like what the Shlomo Zalman was saying, like what the Torah Sirfal seemed to be learning, the way he understood in this Gemara, that the Pashtus in this Gemara is Meira, that Yitaka and Halal, and Chanukah, the Halal, the Mechayev of the Halal is the Nes. And like Taisus says in Sukkah, where it's Mishum Nes, you could say, Afein Oy Ba'is HaNes, where there's a spot of Afein Oy Ba'is HaNes, Noshim would be Mechayev. So Meira Taka comes out that Noshim should be Mechayev in the Halal of Chanukah Mishum Nes, which is Mishum Nisa, Afein Oy Ba'is HaNes. That's the Chayra Pashtus in this Gemara. How will you learn it if you're not learning like Rashi and the Rashbam, if you're assuming that the Mechayev of the Halal on Chanukah is not the second one I'll call Tzara Shalai Tavai El Atziba, it's also Mishum Yom, the Gemara says Mishum Nisa. So you have to understand, then you're learning the Gemara a little bit differently. Then you're learning a Mulamdashi Pshat in the Gemara, maybe a little bit more Dachuk, but certainly a little bit Mulamdashi. Then when the Gemara says Mishum Nisa, it means that the Yom is a Yom Funa Nisa. You're not, it, not the Ness is being Mechayev, not that it's the second category of Halal. We're just, in the final analysis over here, we're doing accounting. We're saying, well, on the one hand, we're saying that you need a Tzad HaShavah, the Yoyim has to be Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, and has to be called a Mayid, has to be Chalukim Karban Seyem. We have a different Yoyim over here. That it has nothing, none of those, and it's still mechoyev. The Gemara is saying Mishum Nisa, similar to what the Gemara says Sfaris and Shabbos often, that Pasume Nisa is a Maila, in other mitzvahs, Ner Shabbos, Eizim Mehem Adif, you have a lot of Gemaras that Pasume Nisa is a Svara, that it's a Maila, there's a certain Maila of Pasume Nisa over many other things. So the Gemara is saying over here, the Yoim is a Yoim that has within it, the Yoim over here, unlike, let's say, Rish Chaydish that he gets from, there's no Ness on Rish Chaydish. So in Maila, it's not there, the Halal is there, it's not there on a Yoim Vashotten Zich, that's really the whole day. Is basically established. Arum is established Sovav Anes. Here, the Yom of Chanukah was established Arum Anes, the Ness of the Hadlaka, the Ness of the Mulchama. As a Mela, this is an exception to that rule. Normally, Yitaka need that it's Asa Basiyas Malacha, or you need that it's called a Mayid. Here, an exception to the rule is if it's a Yom that has Mishum Nisa in it, that the whole Brice of my Chanukah, right, it was established Mishum Anes, is a Mela, a Yom that was established because of a Nes. The Yom is itself Mechayev you in a Hal. Not the Yeshua, the Nes is Mechayev the Hal. The Nes establishes it as a day. That day, Al Koparuk Uparuk is Mechayev you in a Hal. Okay, that's the Chayre of the alternative, the other way that you would understand this Gemara. Of Al Koponim, Pashtus in the Gemara certainly seems to be Maida that there are two types of a Hal. One of them has within it a lot of regulations. You need a tzara shava, issa malacha, and so on. And then you have Chanukah, which is in a different get. Is a melus. I'm thinking that Rashi and Chafala from the Beis and Shabbos is mamish zeh kimin chaim zeh gishmak. What does Rashi say over there? The Brisa says my Chanukah is up to Rashi al eizen nes kavua. Who said anything about a nes? We asked, who said anything about a Ness? We want to know, well, what's Chanukah? What's this all about? So the answer is, Rashi's coming off the Gemara in Eruchin. Because the Gemara in Eruchin says, well, what does it mean when Rashi says, Eizen es kavua, you were kaveya. What were you kaveya? How were you kaveya? So it says, lahal, kavim v'asim yom tovim b'hal v'hayda. What is the kviyas of hal? The kviyas of Chanukah is b'hal v'hayda. So when Rashi says, Eizen nes kavua, on what nest they were kaveya it? What do you mean kaveya it? Kaveya the mitzvahs hayoim, like it's going to say later on, kovim v'asim yom tovim v'al avoido. Fekte b'raisa, on what nest is that based upon? The kviyas, the mitzvahs hayoim of halal and lahaydos, what is that? What nest is that based upon? Who said anything about a nest? Well, it has to be a nest. Because if it's not based on a nest, then there would be no chi of halal to begin with. The Gemara says in Eruchin that it's based Mishum Nisa. Rashi learns over there Kipshuta, like he says in Psachim, Mishum Nisa means the halal on Chanukah is different. Kegoyin Chanukah, it's a different halal. It's the halal that's nikva Mishum Nes, not the halal that was nikva because of the day. So the Shaila over here is not the kviyas of the yom. My Chanukah, what's the day of Chanukah? So much about the day of Chanukah. The day of Chanukah is not the issue. If the day is Mechayiv, the Mitzvahs Hayoim, so you say, my Chanukah, what's the day of Chanukah? Well, where did this day come from? The day is Mechayiv, Yontif. What is this Yontif of Chanukah that's Mechayiv Yunal? If the Chanukah is not Mechayiv Yunal, it's the nest that's Mechayiv Yunal, Kipshuta, like the Pashas and the Gemara. So the Shaila is not my Chanukah, what's this Yontif? There's no Yontif. There is no Yontif of Chanukah, per se. In the narrow definition of what usually constitutes a Yontif, that will be Mechayev you in a Halal, in Haidah, in other mitzvahs Hayom, in Simcha, according to Rashi, you don't have Simcha. And you don't have a Halal Lo'ilam, there is no Halal Mishum Al Koperek Uperek. So the Shaila is not my Chanukah, what is this day, what's the Pshat of this Yontif, right? My Chanukah, what my pirish b'yomtiv shel Chanukah? That's not the shaila, because there really is, in terms of classically defining it, there really is bottom line the yisaida. There really is over here. It is missing the nature of what usually would constitute yomtiv. It's not also a malacha. It's not called a mayyeh. It's not chalukim b'karben esayim. There's no mitzvah simcha kipshutai. The way the mechaber learns loisha sunim, right? All that we're saying, it's also about hesped v'tainus, is a chi of halal loydais, abo kavim v'asim yom tovim, means that it doesn't have anything besides the halal loydais. So what is the shayla of my Chanukah? Zok Rashi, the shayla is, my Chanukah al eizen nes kavua. But you were kaveya it, to what degree? What are you kaveya? Kavim v'asim yom tovim v'halal loydais. What is that kavim v'asim yom tovim v'halal loydais? On which nes was that nikba? Who said anything about a nes? It has to be either a nes or a day. And a day it's not. That's what the Brice is discussing. Zokti Rashi. V'asim yom tovim b'al avoida. Zokti Rashi. Lo yishasunim b'malachim. Which is also odd. Who said anything about the Brice is telling me that it's not It's saying that a yontif, it could have just said kavim asim bahal vayda, kavim yom bahal vayda. So if kavim asim yontifim, but not to tell me it didn't, to tell me what it's not asurin. Why is it telling me that it's not asur vasiyah? Let us just say kavim yom bahal vayda. The Teretz is because again we're coming off the Gemara Neirichim that normally what defines a yom as a yom. And what's mechayivin and halal is the nature that the kid the ikdish rasiyas malach. A yontif by definition is something that's also been malach. And the mela on the ordinarily, in order for it to be mekam mechayiv and halal, it would have to be considered a yom, which would the mela mean that it would have to be also been malach. Zok debrais and maichanik on which nes was a nikfa. Meaning, how did we get around over here? How did we establish it as a yom? That's mechuyev bahalal without it having the nature of a yomtiv. So that the Torah says, "Kavim v'asin yom tovim loisha asunim b'malacha." What's the context? Where are you coming with this malacha? Where is that from? That's from the Gemara in Erichin. That's how we label the stam al kopera kuperek, the days that are mechuyev and halal because they're yom tovim, they're al kopera kuperek. Primarily, that's because there are moye that also ikdish basiyas malacha. Here, the Brice is saying, "My Chanukah, leiz a nes kavua." Where did the mitzvah hayoyim come from? The answer is the mitzvah hayoyim don't come from the nature of it being a yontif that's also basiyas malacha. Here, it's not ikdish basiyas malacha, which is the Gemara's kasha in Erichin. Elamai, what is it? It's mishum nisa. So, Rashi, leiz a nes kavua. It's loisha asurim in malacha. Elo. Likrais halal v'loy malanisim v'ayda. It was established just to say halal v'loy malanisim v'ayda. That is the extent of it being a yomtiv. It wasn't established as a perek uperek that the perek is mechayev you in a halal. It was established as a yom that it's going. The nes itself is going to mechayev you to say halal in a just another moment. If somebody has to leave, you could leave. Just another couple of minutes. Just to theorize the inyan very briefly. The Indian, we were speaking about halal with Nashim. So the Meila says like this. The Gemara over there, if you remember, says, why didn't you say halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Efshir, that the Rabbi Shalom is sitting on Kisei Adin, and that Sipe Chaim, and Meisim Apsuchim, and you say halal. Now, Kipshuta, how do you understand that Gemara? Kipshuta, the Gemara is saying, it's not a day. It's not a day who, by its character, is consistent with saying Shira. It's not a day that to say halal. Sifchei Meisim is Psuchim. The Rambam has l'chayra a different pshat in that Gemara. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, where he discusses the halachas of saying halal, so the Rambam says, this is in Perek Gimel, in Halacha Vav, so he goes through. V'loy halal shel Chanukah bilvad hu midivrei soifrim, el kriyas halal lo'olam midivrei soifrim, b'chol yom, shmoyne asu yoyim b'shana mitzvah ligmar halal, shmoyne ismei achag, shmoyne ismei Chanukah, rishon shel Pesach v'yoyim atzeres, zot yirama, av rosh shana v'yoyim kippurim ein behem halal. Rosh shana yom kippur is no halal. You know why? Not because it's yimei adin. The Rambam doesn't say, zot yirama, l'fi shehen yimei tshuva v'yira, u'pachad, lo yimei simcha yisayim. So the Rambam, because it's Yimei Tshuva, Yira, and Pacha, rather than being days of Simcha Yisrael. So now the Rambam is defining over here, sort of Aga, he's saying that what's necessary for a day to be Mechayiv, you and Halal, those days that you're Mechayiv to say Halal in, it's not sufficient, it's not saying Rosh Hashanah is not consistent, because Rosh Hashanah is Yimei Adin. It's more than that. It's because you need Simcha Yisrael. The Rambam is saying you need to say Halal Simcha Yisrael. The fact that it's Yimei Hadin and Yimei Pachad, Memel, it's not Simcha Yisrael. That's the Vart. The Vart is not that there's an exception for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur because it happens to be Yimei, there's a new Din, Yimei Hadin, you don't say Halal. It's not because Yimei Hadin, you don't say Halal. It's because there's something necessary to say Halal. To say Halal, you need a day which has within it the Din of Simcha Yisrael. There has to be a mitzvah Simcha in the Yom. The Yom has to be a Yom Simcha. If the Yom is not Yimei Simcha Yisrael, for instance, like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which the Rambam says, "Ein v'am halal fisha and yimei tshuva v'yira v'pachad lo yimei simcha yisayda." Is the pshat? It's not because there's an exception, there's an exclusion yimei adin. Like pashtus and gemara would sound not like the Rambam. It says, "Efshe the Rabbanu Shlom sitting on kisei kovetz and v'chayim yimei simcha psuchim," and you're going to say halal. Pshat is yimei adin, yimei pachad and tshuva are contradict the essence, the character of the yom that you say halal. The Rambam says more than that. The Rambam said, this is like one This is an example of a day that's clearly not Simcha Yisayda. Why is it not Simcha Yisayda? Because it's Yimei Adin. It's Shuvah Pachad. There are a bunch of them sitting Sifrei Chaim HaMeisim. But that's all just to illustrate the fact, that's a gadadik way of the Gemara or Bavo illustrating the fact that Rabban Shalom is telling the Malach HaShodes, is Toch Nish, it doesn't qualify, it doesn't meet the threshold of Yimei Simcha. Why? Because it's Sifrei Chaim, it's Sifrei HaMeisim, Apsul. Azay, Ilukhaya, the Ramad Galant, that's the way the Ramad looks. So Mimeila, if the Rambam learned the Gemara like that, so Mimeila, by definition, l'shitasai, the Rambam has to say that Chanukah, right, if that's the pshat, so then l'chayra, the Rambam has to say that kovim v'osim yom tovim b'halu v'hoidah, kovim v'osim yom tovim b'halu v'hoidah is the pshat that's Yimei Simcha. Because he's saying that Halal was only Nikba, if Halal was Nikba, because it has to be Yimei Simcha Yisayda, so how could you say that? How could you say that Chanukah is not Yimei Simcha Yisayda? So if you learn like Rashi that you say it's the other din, it's the halacha, it's on the nest, you're saying it on the nest, you say the nest is maybe not Machai of you. Where you need the Simcha is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's not because of the nest, it's because of the Yom, so the Yom needs to be a day of Simcha. But that's if you're learning like Rashi that you say that Chanukah is Mishum a different reason. Chanukah is Mishum Dines. And the Melisot doesn't have to be Yemei Simcha. What needs to be Yemei Simcha are the ones that you're saying because of the Yom. But here you're anyway asking that Chanukah doesn't meet the threshold of what it is a Yom. It's not also Basiyas Malachah. What's the Teretz? It's Mishum Nisa. If it's Mishum Nisa, maybe you don't need the Simcha either. You don't need it to be a day of Simcha. You're on a Nes, you say Halal. If the Rambam Luchayra, which is Mashmah, he learned, not like the Rashi and the Rashbam over there, that when the Gemara says Mishum Nisa, the Gemara is not being Chayz and saying it's a different din, it's only on the Nes. Good. This is the same Shmoyna also Yomim, the Rambam is not Machalot, that you say Halo, the Yom is Machayiv you in the Halo. But for a Yom to be Machayiv in the Halo, it has to be Yimei Simcha. So where's the Simcha? Kavim v'asim Yom Toivim v'halo v'haidah, the Simcha is in the word Yontif. If you learn like Rashi, you don't need it to be Yimei Simcha. So the Yomtiv is not the Yemei Simcha. The Yomtiv is Loisha Asunim Vasiyas Malacha. It's just giving you the guidelines over here that this is the other halacha of Halal Aleizim Nes Kavua. According to the Rambam, if assuming that the Rambam understood that it's not over here Mishum Nisa Kipshutai, it's the day has in it the Nes, and Mimelo they were Kaveya that the day has, this is a Perek Uperek that has a Halal because there's a Nes, there's a Pasumi Nisa in this day, so it has to be a day of Simcha, the way the Rambam learns, it has to be a day of Simcha Yisayda. Where's the Simcha? Kavim v'asim yom tovim v'halal v'adam. Mimelo it's Mavur, Mimelo it's Gishmak, that like this you can hear, the Rambam says, Yimei Simcha v'halal v'adam, and Madlika Nes. That's not what the Brisa says. That's good because he's separating them separately. But the Brisa says, "Kavim asim yom tovim b'halol v'hoida." It's a yomtiv with halon hoida. That sounds like Rashi. Rashi says it's a yomtiv, not that it's a yomtiv that's also nasiyas malacha. It's a yomtiv to say halol and hoida. But the Rambam is learning if yomtiv means simcha, and then it says halol, so it shouldn't say kavim asim yom tovim b'halol v'hoida. It should say kavim v'asim yom tovim. Right? V'halo v'hoida. Well, kavim v'asim yimei simcha v'halo v'hoida. What's kavim v'asim yom tovim? V'halo v'hoida. The Teretz says, because the Rambam l'shitasa, the Rambam learns that the halo requires the simcha. The halo requires the simcha. The yomtiv was there in order to be mechayiv you in the halo v'hoida. Kavim v'asim yom tovim yimei simcha yiseida v'halo v'hoida. As evidence, as reflected in the mitzvahs halo v'hoida, which are there, are based, are founded upon the mitzvahs hayoyim and the this that chazal or keveya, the mai chanukah as a kavim v'asim yom tovim, that they were masakin it as a yomtiv, meaning as yimei simcha memelus hotenzach. That's why Taka has halo v'hoida.
Wouldn't the Rambam, wouldn't the Lashon be a little